Hello, hello. Welcome or welcome back to Unseen Culture Classics. This is episode 4. What's up? So before we get into the content for this episode, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that's been listening to us so far. The intro, episodes 1, 2, and 3, we've gotten some good feedback from our friends. So we hope you've noticed that we've changed our style up a little bit. And we have a review that we want to read. So this is from eWill01 on Apple Podcasts. She gave us a 5-star review, and it says, "As a student of film, I'm so excited for this podcast. I love all things film and excited to hear the reviews and learn of movies I haven't seen and explore those as well. I smiled the entire time while listening to this." So that makes us feel good, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to shout out, you can leave a review too and be cool like this person.
Yes, yes. We love these reviews, the ratings. It helps us, know what y'all like and what we should keep up and what we need to change.
Right.
Yeah. So like Braylee said, you know, get your reviews in. Let us know what's going on. We do want to talk just a little bit about episode 3 in particular.
Yeah, we got a little bit of feedback.
Yes. Coming to America, y'all. So by now you've listened to the episode. You know that I am the one who has not seen, well, I had not seen the movie. I have seen it now.
Yeah. You've been saved.
Yeah. And there were a lot of people like coming for me because I haven't seen it. I don't get it.
Rightfully so.
I mean, it was a good movie, yeah. But I think, you know, my friends were judging me a little bit, even though they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, it's okay though. But what feedback did you get? What were people saying?
So there were a few comments. Initially people were shocked that I hadn't seen it.
Oh, right.
And then we have a few friends in particular that said, you know, they needed to go back and watch certain parts of the movie because we talked about things that they didn't catch up on or pick up on. We had one friend that wanted to discuss the soup joke.
What soup joke?
Eat the soup.
Oh.
Eat the soup.
That joke at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good joke. That's why we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, man. It wasn't very memorable, I guess.
And even my mother tried to call me out because I thought Soul Glow was a real product.
Not the mama.
Yes.
Not the mom shade.
Yes. She shaded me, but it's okay.
That's rude.
I've seen the movie now, y'all. Oh, and we talked about our predictions for the second one. So there are a few people that told us, like, we should watch it right away. We're not going to do that. But we did get some feedback that our predictions were pretty good for what's going to happen in the second one.
Yeah, I like how you're like, yeah, leave a review. Let us know what we should do. And then you're like, y'all told us what we should do, but we're not going to do it.
No, we are going to do it. Just not right away.
Y'all told us we should watch this right now. We're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's on our list, though.
We'll watch it.
Listen, y'all are going to get this review. Okay. We promise. I'm not going to say when, but it's going to happen.
Email us and tell us when we should watch and we'll watch it.
Yeah. Send us some messages. Tell us, watch this now.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, and there was one comment, though, that our predictions made sense, but the movie did not. So
I'm yeah, whatever that means. See. It's rather cryptic.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what that means.
All right, what's on the menu for today?
Today, you want a little bit of a drum roll? I don't think that's a drum roll.
That might be the gun sounds from all the rap songs that we're listening to.
Yeah. he's real heavy into this drill music right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, today's episode, we are reviewing Leprechaun 5. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah, it's just in the hood.
No, when it came on, it said Leprechaun 5, : in the hood.
Yeah. You said Leprechaun 5, Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, yeah. Just to clarify.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. We good.
Gotcha. So I didn't pick this movie.
Who picked it then?
You picked this one. Really?
Y'all welcome.
You have a little bit of amnesia?
No, I remember.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I never saw it. You hadn't seen it either, right?
No.
Yeah.
I just heard about it.
Okay, so it was new for both of us. And I'm just going to say, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, if we did Coming to America, which wasn't directed by a black person, but had about like a lot of black people in it, we can do this. Like the whole cast is black, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Synopsis. When three rappers want to get even with a pimp, they accidentally unleash a leprechaun who goes on a killing rampage in the hood.
I want y'all, I'm gonna take a second. I want y'all to listen to this again and come up with your own thoughts about this if you haven't seen it. Go ahead, repeat that.
Read it again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think you just want me to read it again because I sound crazy saying it.
No, but I think the synopsis is crazy.
When three rappers, want to get even with a pimp, they accidentally unleash a leprechaun who goes on a killing rampage in the hood. And I just want to point out, IMDb, they dirty for this one. They wrote the as T-H-A. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they did it, but.
Whoever, yeah, because I don't think in the title of the movie had a H.
Whoever contributed to the synopsis of IMDb wrote T-H-A and then apostrophe hood.
Of course.
I don't know why they wrote it like that, but.
That makes it. I didn't know that would be for now. Anyway. So this.
But I think it's apropos.
It is. Okay. So first thing I wrote down. Three rappers get even with the pimp? ? Did the pimp take their women? Right?
That's your first thought?
That was my first thought.
Okay.
Because I was like, why would rappers need to get even with the pimp? And rappers have women. Yeah. Pimps have women. So some kind of way, I thought a woman was involved.
Okay. Fair enough.
There wasn't even really a woman in the movie at all.
Yeah, which I was afraid of. But like that it wasn't. It was just like really self-contained. It was just like the main characters and that was it.
Yeah.
No like side. Like it wasn't like The Last Dragon.
Right.
No forced love interest.
And then I wrote, hot mess. Poor writing. Rappers, pimps, and leprechauns. Nope, doesn't sound like a good mix. And then my last thing, I don't know what genre this is.
So you're not familiar with the Leprechaun franchise at all?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay.
You want to tell me a little bit?
This is horror. So the first one came out like in the 80s and it has like Jennifer Aniston before she was famous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like an evil leprechaun killing people who like steal his gold.
So do the other movies explain like why this necklace makes the leprechaun stone?
I think it was like a curse or something, but I haven't seen the other movies.
Okay. All right.
And we're only watching this one because this is the black one.
Right. Right.
It went the way of like A Nightmare on Elm Street. You know how like the first one was like really serious and then like it slowly started getting more comedic.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what happened with Leprechaun franchise.
Gotcha.
Like the little leprechaun just started telling more jokes.
So hopefully this was the last one?
No, there was way more after this. Like he goes in space at some point.
Yeah, so they should have stopped a long time ago.
This was really good. I'm glad it didn't stop.
This one's good?
We'll table that.
Okay. All right. What were your initial thoughts?
I need my notebook. Can you pass it to me?
Yes, I can do that.
I left it on that side. All right. So I thought it would be a lot of bad black jokes just because it was called In the Hood. So
okay. That's
a little on the nose. I thought at some point the leprechaun will probably rap because like he's known for like saying rhymes. And it's instead rappers. So I'm like, oh, they're going to have a rap off or something. Well, you know, oh, that would have been fire. If they just like a rap off. And they like somehow that's how they defeated him.
Yeah. I mean, the leprechauns.
Wait. Isn't there a Back to the Hood? If there is, we gotta watch that one. Hold on. Yeah, it came out in 2003. We might have to watch that. It's part six, so it's the one right after.
Okay. So what I was just gonna say while you were looking for that is, the Leprechaun had a very fire poem when it first started, and so I think that. Oh, okay. And I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, but that guy.
He's in it. Yeah. So the Leprechaun.
Laz Alonso.
Yeah. The Leprechaun had a very fire poem in the beginning, so a wrap-off could have been cool.
You thought the poem was fire? Did you write it down?
No. I started to, but then he was moving too fast. I can't remember. But he said something like, mess with the Leprechaun and death something. I don't know.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right, so you thought his bars was fire?
Yeah.
Oh, and the only other thing I thought was that it would be like unintentionally funny, kind of like how the, I guess The Last Dragon was trying to be funny on purpose because it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I thought of.
Okay.
I thought it'd be like some cringy moments that like shouldn't have been funny, but I was like just rolling on.
So I think that I forgot that this was filmed in the 2000s, or that it came out in 2000, because when we started watching the movie, like, it started with Ice-T, I assume in the 70s, because he had this afro in his, like, platform boots and all of that. And then, you know, eventually they show him kind of what would be present day, but they never say, like, oh, this in this year. And then present day, you know, like movies nowadays,
right.
Kind of say it. So I guess I thought it was going to be like the 70s, the whole movie.
Because
I didn't ask any questions, but I was like, what is happening? Why are we in 1970s? Why are they like behind a subway wall or something trying to find treasure?
Trying to find that treasure.
Yeah.
You got to get it.
So
get
that, that whole scene was very interesting, right? Because
that seems amazing. Go ahead.
Like so they find the treasure,
mm-hmm.
and Ice-T's character is so obsessed with this like gold flute that he finds. And I'm gonna say maybe, you know, hear it, the train kind of interfere with this as well. But how did he not hear his friend get killed? Like, this man was stabbed in the neck with a pick.
I think the Leprechaun was just very skillful.
But no, I don't think so. Then the Leprechaun was like, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Yeah, we like started immediately with a Martin Luther King joke.
Yes, yes. So you didn't hear him say that before he started stabbing your friend in the neck?
I don't know, sometimes you just get so invested, involved in whatever you're looking at.
It was a flute.
Like, if I'm reading, I can't really hear at the same time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so maybe he was studying the flute so closely he couldn't hear a leprechaun proclaiming his freedom. You know what I mean?
I don't know. And then the only other thing with that scene, the opening scene, this man pulls a bat out of his afro. Like an actual bat, people, like a baseball bat.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You're saying that like there's something wrong with that.
Now, you know, in reality, there's no way somebody's pulling a baseball bat out of their afro.
It's not reality. This Leprechaun 5 in the hood.
Clearly.
He
can't hear his friend getting stabbed in the neck with a pick, but he can pull a bat out of an afro.
You're acting like this was a small afro. This afro is really big.
This afro was not big enough for a bat.
All right, we'd have to just test it. You want me to grow my hair out?
No, but that's it for that scene. That's all I got for the beginning.
What else did I like? Pretty much everything you didn't like about that scene, I thought was the best thing in the world. I love when he took the bat out of his afro and started trying to fight the leprechaun. That was amazing. just seeing Ice-T was amazing.
I don't know, maybe like he's a big deal in 2000 or whenever they started filming, but I'm like, Ice-T, really? I didn't like him in the 70s. I liked him later in the movie, though.
Why is there some Ice-T slander going on?
I don't know. I'm just not like an Ice-T person.
So he's
Lemonade.
Is he your Jada?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, I don't dislike him or, hate him, but...
You're just super indifferent.
Yeah.
Okay. That might even be a bit worse.
But indifferent?
Yeah, you know, like, there's, like, some people you just don't even think about. They're just, like, invisible to you.
Yeah, that's him.
Because they say it's better to be hated than, like, not thought of, like, in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I see you're my not thought of list.
So you never like Law and Order SVU?
Never watched a single episode.
That's your problem. That's why you don't like Ice-T.
That's my problem.
Yeah. If you watch Law and Order, you would love Ice-T.
I watched Ice and Coco.
And you still don't like Ice-T?
No. I didn't watch for him.
You watch for Coco?
Like, I don't know. She's weird. She's out there.
Your choice of reality shows is a whole other conversation.
I watched a whole lot of variety of reality shows.
All right. So after IT gets the flute, he luckily is able to turn the leprechaun back into stone by like launching the necklace up in the air and it falling, like going to leprechaun's neck, and it turns back into stone. And then we cut to the future with our three main characters rapping, or technically two of them are rapping, one's a DJ.
Yeah.
So.
The DJ was my favorite character of the whole movie.
Red?
No, Butch.
No, like his name is Rolex.
Oh, wow.
He's a comedian.
Well,
so you don't know him?
No.
Wow, okay.
Only person I knew in this movie was Ice-T. You told me there were like some big name black people, but I have no idea.
Yeah, Ice-T.
Yeah, he's the only one.
And Coolio pops up.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But yeah, Butch. The character, his name was Butch. That was he's my favorite part of the whole movie. I thought it was interesting that he kind of was like...
Did you never watch Comic View?
Who?
Comic View.
Not really.
Like
Comic View?
He was like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I don't know this man.
What? All right.
So I don't think he performed any nights that I watched.
Can all y'all just... If y'all watch and y'all know who Red Grant is, can y'all just roast Shawnee's?
Oh.
Can y'all email us, roaster, rate us, and roaster?
No. We're not taking this slander, shade.
Are you saying I shouldn't shame you for not knowing who Red is?
Yes.
All right,
you're teaching me something.
Okay.
But yeah, his character was like, huh?
He was pretty good. You're right.
Yeah. His character was very much like a child, though. Like, he kept touching stuff. But he was super observant, and you can tell very smart. But I was like, man, keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, he's a little chemist.
Yeah, but I mean, just go around touching stuff. It's like when you go, you know, like when you're little, you go to stores, and your parents are like, don't touch this, don't touch that. He kept touching stuff. And then he was about to wake the leprechaun up because he was trying to touch the case, and I'm sure he was trying to figure out how to, like, open it.
I liked everyone in the group. I like Postmaster P.
No.
I like Straight Bullet. So also,
let's talk about that. I didn't hear the post part in the beginning, so I heard Master P. And I looked up. I was like, that's not no diff. That's not Master P.
You Postmaster P because it delivers a positive message.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his name made sense when he explained it, but I heard Master P and I was like, y'all tried it. And I don't even know the other one's name.
Straight Bullet.
Straight Bullet?
Stray.
Stray Bullet.
Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He played in Sister, Sister.
Sister, Sister.
Yeah. There's the episode where they like get stranded downtown or something. And he's like a drug dealer. Well, but he's not like a kingpin, but he's a drug dealer. And he lets them use the payphone. And his boss like beats him up or does something because he like, you shouldn't let these girls use my phone. You know, we wait for that. Sad episode.
Sister, Sister. All right, but yeah, Straight Bullet. And Ice-T's character's name, the pimp's name is Mac Daddy.
Right. Mac Daddy.
But they called him something else, and I forgot what they called him.
And also, so this flute, y'all, so he was a pimp. Then he found this flute. He was trying to get into music. And now he's like this huge music star because of this flute. Oh, you know what? Well, never mind. They kind of say that. He was like after the rappers, not even because of the leprechaun, like they woke the leprechaun up, but it was because he wanted that flute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew the flute had magical properties.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how he blew up. So speaking of this flute, how come the audience has no idea what's played when this flute, you know, when someone's playing it?
What you mean?
Like, he puts the flute to his mouth. Yeah. And something is happening because everyone... No, we don't hear that.
No.
But everyone is like in a trance. And I'm like, what do y'all hear that you think this is so good?
Oh, I see what you mean. I think it's just the magic taking hold of them.
Yeah, because like it happened when they were like practicing out Miss Fontaine's little balcony terrace, whatever you want to call that.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk about Miss Fontaine.
We don't have to, but yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Fontaine.
Is there anything in between that, though?
Not for me.
Yeah, the movie. Did the church happen before that? Did Coolio pop up? Or...
The church is after.
You think so?
It doesn't
really matter.
Because it was after the leprechaun came and they like set him on fire.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Miss Fontaine, I don't know how they know this person, but this is a character. This is a character. The name is Miss Fontaine, but... I'm just gonna leave it there. Y'all gotta just go find a clip or something. But the whole scene in her house is very interesting. So they're like out on the terrace practicing, and the neighbors are like, "What? Stop! Cut it out! What are y'all doing?" Blah blah blah. And she says, "You ain't going to defend my honor."
Yeah.
Because all the guys just dipped.
Yeah,
I thought it was so funny. Like, no, they're not going to defend her. You should be defending yourself.
Yeah, it'll be funny to y'all when y'all see what this person looks like.
Yes. And then...
we're not even going to spoil that. Y'all just see it.
Yeah, you just got to look it up. But then the leprechaun just walks in the front door, and she's like, "Oh, come to my bedroom."
Yeah, I've been waiting for you.
And doesn't even know who it is.
No.
Oh, you just the right size. And then you end up dead.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the
leprechaun nails all in your neck.
Yeah, the leprechaun like sticks its little craggly long nails in the person's neck and kills them.
But y'all gotta go watch
it.
I can't stop laughing. Yeah, please Google Leprechaun in the Hood, Miss Fontaine, and let me know what y'all think.
You wild, bro.
Yeah. So you want to move to the church scene?
Yeah. They kill her. Wait, they were there for that though.
Yeah.
And then what? And it ran out.
They thought like she was having sex with somebody, and so they were like, "Oh, Miss Fontaine's getting it in," basically.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So then I think they were like trying to figure out where to go next.
They didn't know she was dead.
Yeah, they didn't know she was dead.
Right.
And then one of them like opened the door and saw the leprechaun creeping around because he was also looking for the flute. And then they were like, "Oh, the green guy is back." So then they had to, figure out their plan. And then the chemist, he said, "You put some."
Well, that was the wild part because he put douche.
Yeah, douche.
And
he's
I
like,
think,
you open the douche.
Like and
you
KY put some, or something.
Yeah, and you put some lube on the, it was like an electric blanket kind of thing. And then he's like, you plug it in and it's combustible.
Yeah, he said, this is highly flammable.
Yeah.
And this is electric, and that together they equal combustion or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So he, they like lured the leprechaun into the room and like flicked the switch so that the blanket cut on and the leprechaun caught on fire.
Yeah.
And then they dipped.
Because that was, they just set like a little person on fire just for that scene. Because it looked real.
It did look real. And then they probably burned down the apartment too.
You think so?
Yeah. But then they dipped and went to the church. Because they just left the fire going.
Oh, right. They needed somewhere to stay because they were staying with Miss Fontaine.
Right.
But then.
But y'all gonna pay me.
Yeah. My man, that pastor said, how much for a motel? Yeah, y'all paying something like that. Y'all paying something similar.
Yeah, so they slept in the church. But you said Coolio popped up at the church?
Yeah. After, so Postmaster P, Straight Bullet, and Butch, to pay for, like, them being able to stay at the church, the pastor's like, all right, y'all got to play a song because the performers we had, they, like, got sick or something and had to call out.
Right.
So he's going to make them perform. And they get in front of the congregation, and they started rapping like they're just their regular raps.
And everybody walked out
talking about Jesus, talking about how I think he said something about his followers being gangsters.
No, he said hoes.
Oh, he said hoes. Okay.
Yeah.
He said their disciples were hoes or something. So the congregation was all leaving, and then Postmaster P took the flute out and started blowing it, and everyone came back. And they start like, just rapping regular. And then Coolio came in with some other black eye that I didn't recognize.
Yeah, they had like a legit concert after this flute came out.
Yeah.
So, you know, this flute changed a lot of things in this movie.
Yeah, so if you haven't figured it out, the flute has magical properties and it basically just like puts someone in a trance and has them very agreeable. So it'll pretty much do kind of whatever you want them to do, but I feel like they don't really use it that way. They just like, he just plays a flute and people just come and hang out with him.
Yeah.
They don't really like do tasks.
Right, right. So I might need you to fill in some of this because I didn't write notes and I can't remember how it happened. But all of a sudden, Butch and Postmaster P are dressing up as Miss Fontaine, basically.
Yeah, you skipped some parts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't remember.
So, dang. Was it after the church, they kind of just start using the flute, I feel like, just to get bigger, because that's what they want to do.
Right.
And they have, I know they
said that's the same thing that Mac Daddy did.
Yeah. And I know they have, like that big party and stuff. That wasn't at her place, right? That was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because they have their big party, and you know, through like the whole movie, after they like rob Mac Daddy for the flute and everything, which we kind of glossed over. Did we talk about that?
We didn't. But they only robbed him because he was like clowning their music. They were trying to like impress him and get a record contract.
Yeah. So they robbed this man. Because I had that as one of like the weird parts. Because they ran in and they're like, we're going to get all the gold and stuff. But they run in and Straight Bullet runs right to a bookshelf and starts like looking through books. I'm like, why would the gold be there?
Yeah, because he definitely said, oh, we're going to go and steal that little thing in the cage, like talking about the leprechaun.
Yeah, and he goes right to a stack of books and starts flipping through them. Like, I don't think the gold's there, bro.
Yeah.
And then, so Postmaster P ends up shooting Ice-T by mistake, like in the chest, and then they take all the gold.
Yeah. And so Ice-T is like after them. Not because they shot him, because they think he's dead already. The rappers think he's dead, but because he wants his flute back.
Yeah, so they think they killed Ice-T until he just pops up and keeps trying to kill them throughout the whole movie to get his flute back. And that's the flute that Postmaster P is using magically to like get people to listen to their music. And I thought it was kind of good.
Also, he never cleaned it. He just put it in his mouth. That's gross.
Maybe he cleaned it off screen.
No, he did. Oh, can we go back a little bit and talk about Postmaster P's grandma?
Yeah, we can talk.
She's Myra, y'all.
She who?
Myra.
Who is that?
From Martin.
So now you get revenge.
Everybody knows Myra. Because Myra has horrible feet.
Do y'all know Myra?
And Shanae gotta go to work on them toes.
Well, I mean, they did talk, but like tell a joke about her. Didn't they say something about her
feet? I think so. Yeah.
Okay. She has like glaucoma or something, or she's straight up blind. She can't see.
Yeah, she definitely can't see. But yeah, all right. So back to how they end up dressing like Miss Fontaine.
All right, that was their revenge. That was to get into the club. You're skipping some stuff.
Right. I wanted you to fill in before that.
All right. There's a lot to fill in. But you fell asleep. You don't remember the movie?
I guess so, because I didn't write notes for that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you my rating at the end. Before you do that, did you have anything to discuss before they're dressed like her?
Yeah, I thought we were going to discuss the rest of the movie.
All right. Go ahead.
So, don't they, the leprechaun becomes, when does the leprechaun come back to life?
What do you mean come back
when they break in?
Yeah, because they take the gold off his neck.
Yeah, and do they, I think that's when they start shooting him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, what I like about the movie. As soon as, like, the leprechaun appears, they just, like, start shooting him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, in other movies, they'd be like, they start running away or whatever. Like, they don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, you guys have guns, so you shoot it. And then, like, they shoot his arm off and all that stuff, and it starts crawling around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when I see he runs away.
Yeah, because he sees that he's woke again.
Yeah. And that, like, kind of sparks the movie off.
So that's so funny, because you should have brought that up before I talked about Miss Fontaine.
Well, I didn't know you were going to skip to that like that.
Okay.
I didn't know you didn't remember any of the movie.
No, I just didn't have anything to say about it.
Okay. And then, so after the church, they kind of get jumped again by the leprechaun. Remember, because they're like in the back of the club.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in that room. And he's like, give me the flute and all that stuff. And they have guns and they're going to try to kill him. But leprechaun somehow is magically able to make straight bullet hold the gun to like someone else.
Yeah.
Which he does, which he doesn't do in the rest of the movie for some reason.
Yeah, because like with Icy's gun in the beginning, he just made it like hot.
Yeah, his powers aren't explained very well.
Right.
Because like he straight up explodes people's stomachs like twice in a movie.
Yeah.
But he only does it like randomly. He doesn't do it to like the main characters for whatever reason. Anyway, just to get to where Sean's going, the leprechaun's going to leave with the flute because they can't really do anything. Postmaster P gets mad and runs after him. He's like, no, you ain't getting away, leprechaun. And leprechaun turns around and makes Straight Bullet shoot himself in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have to take Straight Bullet, and I guess they just put him in like a, they just put him in a car, and I guess they just wait for someone to find him. And I guess they just try to make it like a regular suicide. But I guess it would look like a suicide.
Right, because he did shoot himself.
And that's why they dress up like women to infiltrate the club, because Leprechaun has been hypnotizing women and making them into like his leprechaun girls. And they've been luring men and I don't know what to them.
Yeah. I like leprechaun girls.
So basically he's like in charge. He kind of like has a club. Like a strip club, yeah. Basically, full of hypnotized women. Butch comes up to Postmaster P, and he's like, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go for revenge, right? I ain't going to let you do that by yourself, Postmaster. And then he's like, okay. And then, for some reason, Reds will not, his name's not Rick, Butch has been doing research, and he knows that a weakness of a leprechaun is like
weed.
Yeah, but more specifically, weed laced with four-leaf clovers.
Yeah.
So they have that in there. So they're gonna like somehow get the smoke like in its lungs to weaken it.
So I wrote that down because I was like, of all of the things that this leprechaun can do, and I thought four-leaf clovers were like a good thing. But all of the magic that he has, and like, you smoked this weed and now you passed out.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was so crazy.
So basically, the plan is to dress up like women because the leprechaun is like taking women off the streets. So they're like, all right,
we're going to look like Miss Fontaine.
We'll be like a wolf in sheep's clothing, basically. Which they look crazy. Cause, yes, the guy playing Postmaster Pete has like the broadest, like the biggest, most defined boulder shoulders I've ever seen. So he looks crazy. But yeah, so they dress up as women and they go to the club and they find, like the hypnotized women. Their eyes are glowing green and stuff. And they smoke them out, pretty mm-hmm. sure, right? And that breaks the curse. So they're able to find out what's going on with the leprechaun. And then Postmaster P goes up, finds the leprechaun, smokes him out. He falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes the flute. Did he take the flute?
I can't remember if he took the flute or not. Oh, no, he had to.
Yeah. He takes the flute, and he leaves to go. But then when they come down, Ice T's there, and he starts shooting at him.
Yeah, and Butch got shot.
Like a lot. Like three times, I think.
But it was hilarious.
Like, was it funny?
The way they, no, the shooting was not hilarious. But the way they showed him, and I wish I wrote down what he said, but...
He said, is there a vagina in heaven?
Oh, right. Because he was a virgin the whole movie. Yeah. And he just like passed out.
Yeah.
And then they showed Postmaster.
He was like, I think he said before that, he was like, not in a dress, Pete.
Oh,
like
yes. That's what it was. Not in a dress. Because he's like, damn, I'm going to die dressed like Miss Fontaine.
All right. Well, I guess they know what Miss Fontaine looked like now.
No, because they might not.
Yeah, you still got to look it up.
Yeah. And then they show Postmaster P, and he just got this like one long tear running down his face, and he's so angry.
Yeah, he gets.
And then Bradley said he looked like Angela Bassett.
Oh man, he did look like Angela Bassett.
Yeah, listen, the visuals are hilarious. Y'all just gotta go look them. But yeah, specifically the scene with this tear falling down his street.
But yeah, he gave the glory tear.
Yes.
Like a Denzel glory tear.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one. But yeah, and then he goes to, and there's like a three-way fight at that mm-hmm. point. Ice-T gets exploded.
Yep. I wrote down, the way Ice-T died.
What did you want to say about it? You
I liked just it? Listen, this movie was not good.
What? You didn't think it was cool that like Ice-T's stomach got exploded by a tiny... mythical creature?
Yeah, but no.
It was so cool, man. And like, I feel like...
And he threw the chain.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was so funny. So, it's like a three-way battle. You know, of course, Postmaster P is trying to defeat the leprechaun, but he also don't want to get killed by Ice-T's character. Ice-T's character is trying to kill Postmaster, get the flute, and like, trap the leprechaun again, turn it back into stone. Because I don't think you could believe, I don't think you just killed a leprechaun.
No.
I think you have to, like, just put the chain on it. So they're kind of going back and forth. Postmaster P is kind of like trapped. The leprechaun is going to kill him. And then Ice-T comes and hits him, mm-hmm. hits the leprechaun with a chair or something, which is good. And then the leprechaun just explodes him.
Yeah.
And then in the most contrived way possible, after, because Ice-T has the chain that, like, curses the leprechaun mm-hmm. into stone. He has it in his hand. It's by his side. And then for some reason, when his stomach gets exploded and he dies, He yeets the chain in the air. And then you hear like a yell, and the screen cuts to black.
Yeah.
And then they show.
So you're, I guess you're supposed to fill in the blank and assume that what happened at the beginning of the movie happened just now. And then they cut to what?
Postmaster P, like, performing.
Yeah.
And I
like,
guess...
Like Morpheus, you said?
Yes, he looked just like he belongs in The Matrix.
Yeah.
And, like, they show him performance. I guess, you know, this flute made him a big celebrity like he always wanted. But then he had the glowing green eyes.
Which, I have no idea what that means.
Exactly.
And then they showed a leprechaun.
Right, so it makes no sense.
It's a leprechaun. His manager? What's going on? Like, the... So the chain didn't fall on the leprechaun?
Right.
And the leprechaun.
But then, okay, so it didn't fall on the leprechaun, but then you also didn't kill him. So yeah. Y'all just decided to talk it out?
Yeah, he made him into a slave.
Yeah.
And he just now performs.
I don't know.
Very
but then,
weird ending.
So, okay. So this leprechaun, he doesn't have this chain on, so he's not cursed anymore. So then, did he only kill these people because he was trying to get his flute back?
Yeah.
And, like, now he doesn't need to kill anybody?
He literally just wants his gold back, and no one wants to give it back to him. Like, he asked, remember that one guy at the shop? Like
Chow?
No, the black guy.
The first guy, yeah.
Yeah, like, something D or whatever his name was. Like, he's like, give me my shillings, or there'll be some killings.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you trying to rob me? And he just said no. I think, I'm pretty sure if he would just gave him back his shillings,
he wouldn't
have died.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the leprechaun, like, makes a zombie version. Yeah, that was so weird. So they're able, in the church, they're able to trap the leprechaun in a safe. And he can't get out. And then he's like, summon me zombie wenches or something like that, he says. And I'm like, oh, you got zombie powers? He just, he summons zombie women to like kill people from inside a safe. And he kills the pawn shop owner who wouldn't give him back his shillings.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if he had to do that. Like, he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't get his shillings from killing that guy.
No, he didn't.
It was just pretty funny. He, like, created a zombie woman that, I guess, looked like the pawn shop owner's, like, ex
or something.
Yeah. Doesn't get explained. He just says, oh, look at you. And he starts rubbing her down, mm-hmm. and her face turns into, like, look like someone threw gravy on her face. And she turns around and kills him somehow.
Yeah.
But they show the leprechaun in a dark place, and it makes it seem like he's in the trunk of the car. I don't think that's where he's supposed to be. But it makes it seem like he can see what's happening. You know what I mean? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I'm like, where is he?
Because I thought safe. It was like him kind of inside of the woman.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Like piloting her like a little... A zombie killing robot woman. Mm-hmm. Mm, that's deep.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
it's not deep, but
the movie is something.
Fire. Yeah. So, some interesting killings in a movie. There's a pick in the throat at the beginning, two stomach explosions, one forced shooting. Death by zombie woman. I don't even remember what she does to him. Does she strangle him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it cuts away. I think that's it.
And yeah.
Did he kill the pastor?
Well, and then Butch got shot, but...
Yeah, but not by the leprechaun.
Yeah. Now I don't think the pastor got killed.
Yeah, he did. He, he got the little... that's how he got out. He had the zombie girl...
Oh, out of the safe.
And get him out the safe. And he like stabbed the pastor like through the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. He like impaled the pastor with his little nasty hand.
I did not like this movie.
All right, why not?
If like,
what's your favorite part?
Butch.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Without Butch, this movie would be a 0 out of 5.
What?
With Butch, a 1 out of 5.
What? No.
Yes. I hated everything about this movie except for Butch.
I don't understand. No, it's like we were watching two different movies.
I felt like it was just like thrown together. Somebody was like, oh, let's create this black mythical pimp rap hodgepodge of something and try to make it make sense. But it does not.
It made so much sense.
No. No. From the very beginning, like, Ice-T, he names a person. Somebody gave, or he had this map from someone. But who's, like, why do you know that there's gold behind a wall of a subway station tunnel?
That doesn't matter.
It does matter. Oh, because if you know it's there, why hasn't anybody else already gotten it?
They might have. And the leprechaun might have killed them.
So then how did it get back to other people?
Maybe someone found it, trapped the leprechaun, and then they like made it very hard to find, and then somehow Ice-T found out where it was from there.
Okay, so let's say that's the thing. How do you know how to trap the leprechaun? If I'm the leprechaun and this necklace curses me, I'm not going to have it anywhere near me.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I just don't, I feel like somebody placed it there. Yeah, and then the rest of the movie just wasn't good. The
rap wasn't good. You were laughing and having a good time the whole movie.
No, I was not. The rapping was horrible.
No, it wasn't. It was good. They had bars.
I couldn't hear the flute.
That was the point. They tried to record it. That was the whole plot point. They tried to record it to see what it sounded like, and it didn't make a sound. That's the whole point. It doesn't make a sound.
Besides,
it's like a dog whistle.
Besides Butch, Miss Fontaine was the best part. That whole scene.
It was very funny.
Yeah. Other than that, trash, the whole movie. I hate it. I liked...
I was laughing a lot during this movie.
I liked Ice-T's lines.
The jokes were funny.
Ice-T's lines were very funny in his delivery.
Okay, so that's 3 things you liked.
But it's still not good. Like, the movie is not good.
It was better than The Last Dragon.
Yes, you're right.
So it can't be a 1. Right.
And I gave that a 3.
All right. Well, this has got to be a 4. It's gotta be a 4.
No, it's not a 4. Absolutely not a 4. No. No, I'm gonna stick to my 1.
A 3.1.
They different movies. I got stick to 1.
This is crazy. What's your least favorite?
Everything.
No.
Oh my goodness. Everything was so bad.
My favorite part was the beginning. I really liked Ice-T. I liked him taking the bat out of his afro and trying to beat up a leprechaun. That was golden. I like the leprechaun saying, free at last, free at last. Good God Almighty. I'm free at last, whatever he said. That was pretty good.
Everything that you're saying was good, I thought was bad.
I was like, oh, we're starting it off good. Some of the leprechaun's bars are trash, though. He needed to practice. Maybe he'll get better in the second one.
He gonna be on stage performing?
What else did I like? Oh, I said that I liked whenever someone had guns, they actually used them. Like, they try to shoot the leprechaun instead of, like, doing dumb stuff. Like, they're like, what's that? And they, like, just immediately start shooting it instead of, like, trying to talk to it.
Yeah. Is there something you didn't like?
No.
Okay.
Except for his whack bars.
This is so interesting.
I mean, that movie is so good.
I think you're right.
I didn't think I would like it that much.
Two different movies.
I was very surprised at how much I liked it. I was like, this is the best. This might be the best one we've watched.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Better than Coming to America.
Oh, no.
I'm telling y'all.
No, 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 no.
If y'all watch this, watch Coming to America and then watch this and see how much fun you have watching Leprechaun in the Hood.
I cannot believe
you're crying. Right, you're crying because it's so good?
Because it's so bad. I can't believe what you're saying to me.
This is like the best experience I've had. And I'm not being sarcastic.
All right, so
be serious.
He's basically telling y'all the movie is so good, go watch it. I am not recommending that.
I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. All right. I mean, from your commentary, I can understand where you come from.
It's like a horror comedy. It's light on the horror, though. There's not, you don't really feel scared.
Right. Yeah, it's just creepy. It's not scary.
Yeah, but it's not as goofy. It has like goofy parts in it, but it's not as like, it's not as much of a parody as like the scary movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Blacks and all that stuff. I think it was really well put together. Okay. It has some good themes in it about being yourself.
Because you know, pushing positivity.
At the beginning of the movie, they were being positive, not rapping about gangster stuff.
And Ice-T said, "Nah, I want
shooting your friend in the face."
Yeah, shoot your friend in the face.
But you see, when they begin to lose themselves and trying to change to make it big,
everything just goes down.
Everything fell apart. Yeah, see, man, there's themes.
But how positive are you really if your name is Stray Bullet?
It didn't miss. I mean, it didn't hit anyone.
That's the Stray bullets can hit people. Just not the person you intended.
Yeah. So he had a message.
Saying what?
Well, it didn't hit you. It hit someone else. It was a stray message.
Good night.
You didn't get the message. That's why you don't like the movie.
I guess
it missed you and hit me. That's why I like it so much.
That's right. That's right. You can have it.
Postmaster P delivered to me.
Nah.
Your package didn't get delivered.
Mm-mm. It said return to sender on my door.
I think we forgot one last thing. Second best part of the movie, maybe third. At the end with the little credits, there's a performance by the Leprechaun. He raps again at the end. And he has like the girls dance. And they dance way better than the Vanity in The Last Dragon. You know, when they do the little sultry dances.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't remember what he said.
It wasn't good. Like, okay. His bars are trash, remember? But, it was pretty good. I was like, he's definitely going to rap. And then he still did.
Yeah. They just didn't have a rap off. They didn't have a rap battle.
I'm telling you, if they did a rap battle to, see who could get the flute, that would have been so good. And he could have mesmerized, like Coolio. Ooh, man. Mm-hmm. Missed opportunity.
Well, I'm going to tell you now. I watch Return to the Hood, but I don't have high expectations.
All right, y'all. Should we watch Return to the Hood?
Or just say, nope, forget it.
No. Should we watch Return to the Hood or Coming to America first? Which sequel should we watch first?
Ooh. All right, yeah. That's a good one. We're going to make that a poll this week.
Let the people
decide. Because that's going to determine what we record next. All right. Coming to America 2. Or Leprechaun Return to the Hood.
Battle of the sequels.
Let us know. Because we serious about this. I feel like I know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
But I'll put up a poll to see who's actually seen Leprechaun in the Hood. I bet you it's not a lot of people.
No. But they need to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody should experience these movies that we're experiencing, so I will say go ahead and watch it.
Yeah.
But just go watch Miss Fontaine's scenes.
Let me tell y'all, watch this movie. You won't regret it. That's all I got.
All right, y'all. That's Postmaster P pushing positivity message to close out.
He's the original pushing P.
Yeah.
See?
He did say something. Did he say pushing P?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's where they got it from.
All right. Yeah. We're going to leave y'all pushing P. Follow us on Instagram, Unseen Culture Classics. Email us, unseenCC@gmail.com. Do this poll that's going to be popping up. Let us know if we're watching Coming to America or Return to the Hood next. Peace.
Bye.